Hello, and welcome to today's episode of Rainer on Leadership, your online home for leadership lessons and advice for the local church. I'm your host, Jonathan Howell, and as always, I'm joined by Tom Rainer, the founder and CEO of Church Answers.
Alert.
Okay.
Alert. Just to let the audience know, if you've listened to a previous podcast, we're recording three, and Jonathan still has on his princess Band-Aid.
Oh, man.
So alert to all of you. He got bit by a dog, and he has repaired the cut with a princess Band-Aid. That's what I'll be staring at in the totality of this podcast.
Should have worn a glove.
You should have. We will be introducing our guest. It's going to be a really, really good podcast, so stay tuned. We're going to be introducing our guest, Troy Pollock, in just a moment. But as always, and I got to say, Southeastern Seminary, we are about, and maybe by the time we release this particular podcast, we will have the instrument that is going to be made exclusive through them, which is really predicting the path of the future of the church.
Church future predictor
church
or something?
Church future predictor, yeah. Indicator, I think.
Indicator.
Church future indicator. Right. So we'll be looking to that. But thank you, Southeastern, for being our sponsor. Yeah,
they also offer more than 40 degree programs, including the new Master of Arts in Church Revitalization in partnership with Church Answers and Revitalize Network. This 37-hour degree is designed to help students move established churches from flatlining to flourishing. You can learn more about this program and more by visiting sebts.edu. Or TomRainer.com/MACR. That's TomRainer.com/MACR for more information on that Master of Arts in Church Revitalization.
We will be talking about leading millennials in your church. And as you well know, I love that topic, and you, the audience, love that topic. There are different years that are put around the birth dates of this. The ones that Jess and I have used is 1980 to 2000. That's not fixed. But basically, you got the builders born before 1946. You got the boomers born 46 to 64, then Gen X born 65 to 79. And then you have the millennials who come in somewhere around 80 to 2000. Our guest today is Troy Pollock. And the really cool thing about this, he was one of the founding team of PushPay. Did you hear him at the earlier part of this about who the three that were?
Two New Zealanders and him.
Two New Zealanders.
So he's the only non-Kiwi.
Yeah. What? Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's what you call them. And I'm sorry that I don't have the accent, but nonetheless, Tom, thank you for the opportunity to join your podcast and talk to your listeners today. Really excited about this topic as well.
Well, tell us a little bit before we get into the millennials. We've started this partnership with Church Answers, started this partnership with PushPay with a lot of anticipation and excitement. I want to introduce the Church Answers audience to PushPay. So start at the beginning is not going back to the founding all the way up to 2019 necessarily, but tell us what PushPay is all about, and you can tell us some of your connection too, as if, I don't think this is necessarily the case, but as if you're talking to some of our audience that has not heard of PushPay. So just let us know what's going on there.
Yeah, for sure. So PushPay is a technology company. Like I mentioned, our two co-founders were from New Zealand. And we hit the scene in 2012 in America, and we just wanted to serve churches. We wanted to make giving to a church as easy as buying a song on iTunes. Now, that's a revolutionary idea back in 2011, 2012, not so much today, but that's why we got started, and we wanted to build world-class technology to the church, the capital C church. You know, we believe that the church should be leading the charge in terms of technology, and unfortunately, in decades past, they weren't. Church was using outdated technology, and still some churches have the multicolor foam mics and projector screens and so forth. And so we said, hey, we want to go to a market that is heavily underserved and have world-class technology. The numeric goal back then, Tom, was we wanted to see $1 billion of brand new giving into the church, into the kingdom. And that's a big number. Yeah, that's a big number. To conceptualize that for just a quick second, we'll do it in seconds. So a million seconds ago, any guesses?
Mm-mm, no.
It's about 12 days. Oh, we can kind of wrap our minds around that.
I could have used my iPhone, but I was going to let you give the answer.
A billion seconds ago. Any guesses how long ago that was?
40 years.
Close, 32. So that's the delta between a million and billion. So anybody that you know that's a billionaire, obviously they're doing pretty well.
Jonathan?
But anyway. No. Anyway, so that was the goal back then. We wanted to see $1 billion of brand new giving into the church. And our first customer ever in the United States was a church in San Diego. It's a multi-site church called Eastlake Church. And they gave us a chance, and they called us about 8 months after implementing, Tom. And they said, hey, we found some fascinating data. In the 8 months since we've used this product, where you can give from your mobile device as easy as buying a song on iTunes, they saw $500,000 of brand new giving.
Whoa, really? One church? That short a period?
That short period. That was not replacement giving. That is not cash, who are now digital givers. That was not check givers, who are now digital givers. These were people inside of their community who were not giving, who are now giving because they can do it from their smartphone. So late 2013 is when we go, wow, we're really onto something. We have a huge opportunity here. We're on the forefront of technology, going to the faith market. And so ever since then, it's just been a rocket ship, Tom. We've implemented over 7,500 churches to date. That $1 billion of brand new giving, we've just surpassed the $9 billion.
$9 billion? Are you kidding me?
To churches all over the world, New Zealand, Australia, United States, and Canada. And what those churches are doing with those increase of funds is just incredible, supporting orphanages and hiring staff and launching additional locations. So that's the last 8 years kind of shrunk down into a 2 minute elevator pitch. But that's essentially what we do. We try to bring world-class technology to the church. Our two primary product lines are giving solutions and mobile app solutions that's, you know, church-centric and branded with their logos, their podcasts, their video, their live stream, their Connect card, everything that's centric to that particular church. And that's what we do. And we have a lot of fun doing what we're doing.
It blows me away, Troy. For those of you who are part of the Rainer on Leadership listening audience, I just, you got to hear what I'm saying on this. When we decide that we're going to do a partnership, a ministry partnership with someone, we do so with utmost seriousness. We don't just say, okay, this person's going to buy a spot or something like that. We say we believe in it. It is making a huge ministry impact. I don't want to introduce anything to you, the audience, unless we say this is significant. So I want you to know, audience, that what Troy is saying is something that we are saying. This is a significant ministry, and we are excited about PushPay, and we're excited about what they're doing. So we're going to shift for just a minute, Troy. We got maybe in the next 12 to 13 minutes. I want to just kind of do some bullet points. We talk about technology. And a lot of the millennials are digital natives. Not all of them are, but the younger millennials will be close to digital natives. And they're the kind that are really going to be attracted to PushPay. I know you're not limited to just millennials, obviously, with $9 billion flowing through. You got a lot of generations. But let's focus on the millennials for just a moment. And let's look at it from this point. What do you see millennials are looking for in churches today?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, millennials, most of them have lived in a generation where all they know is technology from the click of a mouse. Now, back to your opening line, I was born in the early 80s. So I don't consider myself a millennial because I hung out with my older brother and my older cousin who were born in the late 70s. But nonetheless, I mean, we just have this technology revolution that we're all a part of. And I think that the churches that are remaining relevant and even seeing increased growth have looked at technology as incumbent to their continued success, not as an add-on. It's now part of the discussion, whether that's a social strategy, whether that's social outlets, whether that's online campuses, whether it's putting a giving solution in their congregants' hands where they can engage with them through a digital means. Those are the churches that we're partnered with that are still seeing that increase in church attendance because, let's be honest, across the country, church attendance as we used to know it, with bottoms in seats on a Sunday morning is changing, or it has changed. So how do we engage with people through this digital mean? There's like 75% of millennials that say they read scripture through a digital means, whether that's the YouVersion Bible app, whether that's Jesus Calling as their devotional, it is on a digital device. Hard copies are obsolete now. So I don't think that this is something that, how do we navigate it? What do we do? It's here to stay. This digital transformation era is here to stay. It's now, how does the church use that as part of their offerings to engage that community? You know, Tom, in 5 years, it is estimated that technology is going to be 32 times more advanced than it is today.
This old geezer is going to have trouble keeping up, Jonathan.
Yeah.
I got more for you. In 10 years, yeah. 1,000 times
oh, wow.
more advanced. And in 20 years, just in 20 years, in 2 decades from today, technology is expected to be 1 million times more advanced than it is today. Now, my mind, I can't even compute that because there's not a single thing that I cannot do from my smartphone, from Google. I can't imagine, but in 5 years, 32 times more advanced. What does that look like? I don't have the answers for you. I wish I did, but I know that technology is the catalyst of that type of growth.
Troy, I'm just thinking 20 years advanced. Did you get in on the wave of the app that aged you 20 years? Did you try it?
I did not do that. I don't want to see what the future looks like, Tom. I really don't.
I did it, and the picture was a tombstone. So I'm not going to do that. 20 years from now. Wow.
All right. So we talked about, you know, how churches that are reaching millennials and, you know, have that technology as being incumbent, not just as an add-on. What about church leaders? How does that affect them as they lead churches, knowing that you've got technology, the people that you're trying to reach are digital natives, that next generation especially? So how does that change how you lead in the church?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question. And fortunately, my life prior to PushPay, I was actually an executive pastor at a church in Southern California. So I joined this technology company to have kind of come alongside the church and help them in a different way. But nonetheless, through our time at being at PushPay, like I said, we've partnered with over 7,500 churches, and we ask them a lot of these types of questions. Here at PushPay, we employ about 400 staff right now. And I would say the average age across the board is in the high 20s. So we've learned a lot.
I'm signing off on this. I'm getting depressed. I'm just walking
away.
You're
making me feel old. I'm just in the 30s.
Yeah, you are old.
Yeah, so we've learned a lot. I mean, a lot of principles. Let me just kind of come at you with some things that I think that we're learning that a lot of the church leaders have kind of shared back with us. As we all know, millennials want a sense of purpose and belonging. We all know this, but they want something that is much deeper than just working remotely, having a table tennis ping pong table in the kitchen, having endless Red Bull on tap. And we have all of those things here at PushPay, but they need something more than just that. So I think the leaders that are connecting the work that this millennial does with the mission and the impact on that world are the most successful. That authenticity to see that and help connect those dots that I'm driving into work today, or I'm working remotely, or I'm doing this project, it's far beyond just me and it's impacting the world. So they need that much deeper and much more meaningful than just a spreadsheet or just clocking in and clocking out. They need something that is impacting the world and something that is larger than themselves.
So you have young people at PushPay. And by the way, I think you mentioned this at the beginning of the podcast. You're in Redmond, Washington. So you're in the Pacific Northwest, even though you're originally from Southern California. You travel north to go where you are now. So you're in Redmond, and you've got a lot of millennials, and even I'm trying to think of the age, Gen Z, the probably not just graduating from college. So a lot of younger millennials there. Talk about church leaders. Talk about millennial pastors, and tell us about some of the leadership traits you're seeing of, to use the very general phrase, some of the most effective, maybe not successful is the best word, but some of the most effective leaders among these millennial pastors and church staff.
I think it's authenticity, Tom. I think that you have to see the person. Look, they've grown up in a world that is much like a buffet line. We call it a buffet organization, or a buffet generation, rather. They're going to pick and choose what they want in life. They can dream. They can achieve. They see Amazon. They see Elon Musk having rockets go into space. There is nothing that they don't think that's impossible. The world is their oyster. So they can Google anything today. They can find out anything. So I think that the most successful leaders are not hiring and developing the hard skills. They can watch a YouTube video and learn how to build a spreadsheet on Excel in 2 minutes or less. Or they can figure out how to do the hard skill type stuff through the click of a mouse, it's pretty easy. They want to be seen for their unique talents. What is it about me? So the more that the leaders can get to know that person, get to know what makes them tick, what uniqueness they have, and speak to that and develop a strategy, whether that's career growth, whether that's opportunity to speak on platform, join the worship team, who knows, whatever it is, the more that you can see that individual for their uniqueness and develop that and have a career development plan against that, I think that those folks and those leaders are the more successful, because those millennials are now highly engaged because they're being stimulated. So I would say, don't look for all these hard skills, though we need those. Those are table stakes. We do a lot of things here at PushPay. We do Myers-Briggs. We do Enneagram. We try to find the uniqueness in that person and then develop a growth plan specifically for them.
So that growth plan, what does that look like on a practical level?
Yeah, great question. It's different for different areas of the business here at PushPay. You know, we have sales, we have software engineers, we have post-sales, we have back office, we have finance. So it's unique to whatever that role or direction that that individual wants to go. But it looks like sitting down with them and hearing their career aspirations and then just working backwards, develop a plan, give them the opportunity to hone those skills, to work out those skills, to learn, to be challenged. And they need constant reinforcement, Tom. An annual review, an annual 360 review is not quick enough. They're used to on Instagram posting a photo and within 2 seconds having likes. They can't go a week, a month without that type of feedback. They need constant stimulation. Great job on this. Constructive feedback as well, too. So I think that in the days of old, maybe Gen X, we wanted to go work at a company, spend 30 years there, and go up into management and leadership and develop a 401k, it just looks different. Millennials, they come into our workplace now with college debt. So what do they want? They want an option. Does the company offer a 401k or to pay your college debt back? Imagine. They want choices. That's what they see right now. They live in a buffet line. They have choices. When they open up Instagram or Netflix, it's a personalized custom fit landing page for them based on their likes. That's how they engage with the world. So it's not a one size fits all anymore. It's a one size fits one.
How about some challenges? Can you point out any particular challenges by having millennials on staff or for millennial pastors? Is there anything unique to that generation?
Yeah, we could talk hours about that. They definitely see the world differently because they've had the screen. They need that constant stimulation, as I was mentioned. You know, I think millennials, unfortunately, sometimes they get a bad rap. Maybe us don't understand them or the way they think or the way that they interact or the way they dress or the way they look. And I unfortunately don't think that that's entirely accurate. I think we got to see them for the uniqueness because they're not lazy. They're incredibly hard workers. You just got to set them up in that swim lane and help them understand what they're doing, how that impacts the world, something bigger than themselves. That's the world that they're engaged with. With social and with technology, the world has shrunk to, you know, one click of a mouse on Google, from Google images to personalized shopping to whatever it may be. So they're just used to having something at their control. So I don't think that they're not hard workers. We have millennials here, you know, that come in early and stay late. They're not looking for just the easy road out. But you just got to set them up on that direction and talk them through that and see them. It's the people that, you know, we don't understand and we kind of put in a corner and say, I just don't get them. I don't know how to deal with them. I don't know how to talk to them. It's rather, you know what, let me spend some time and get to know the person. And then we can work through some of those things I don't understand. And I go back to the old adage, and you guys know this, but people don't care how much you know until I know how much you care. Millennials are no different. In fact, they want this even more. So I think the best leaders that get the most out of this younger generation are the authentic leaders that see a person beyond the output that they can bring, but the person for who they are. Then the outcomes come.
We have been talking with Troy Pollack. Troy is part of the executive leadership team as PushPay, part of the original team. He serves as chief ambassador. He's one of the first employees. That's just kind of unbelievable. And he's been part of that movement at PushPay that has grown. It is one of the largest software as a service companies today. And it's just incredible. We at Church Answers are pumped to have this strategic partnership ministry with them. And you'll be hearing more about them. You can look on the site right now and you can click on to PushPay and learn more about them. Troy, thank you for being with us. This has been incredible to introduce the company, but also to talk to us about the millennials.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. And as always, we thank Vander Blumen for being our founding and original sponsor.
Yeah, Vander Blumen Search Group has 12 Vander Blumen differences that allow them to serve their clients better than anyone else. One of those is that theology matters. Vander Blumen staff has more than 250 years combined seminary and theological experience, and that is more than any search firm out there that you will find for church searches. To learn more about all 12 of Vander Blumen's differences, you can visit vanderdifference.com. That's going to do it for today's episode of Rainer on Leadership. Any final closing thoughts, Dr. Rainer?
I just think about kind of the blessings we have here, Jonathan. We've got the best seminary, Southeastern Seminary. We've got the best search firm with Vander Blumen. Now we have this unique partnership with PushPay. And so I am thrilled to death to be, for those of our audience that don't know PushPay, I know a lot of them do, to be introducing them to us and to have Troy here to talk about not only PushPay, but the millennials. As always, thank you for being a part of this and thank you for helping us to get the word out to the Rainer on Leadership audience. We continue to grow healthy churches together.
Thanks again for joining us today here on Rainer on Leadership. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and in your favorite podcasting app. And join us online at tomrainer.com, where we are growing healthy churches together.